What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to the show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, area code 512-248-8252. And we're talking about computers, and there's a very interesting article in Tech Republic, and it may be a harbinger of things to come, because the article is making the case that for a lot of businesses, it makes more sense for them to build their own software rather than to buy it from a vendor. And they're saying, you know, you've got coders on staff, you've got project managers, just make the software yourself, and it could be very attractive. One reason is you decide what the software does and doesn't do. You don't need to deal with a lot of functions that you're never going to use. Nobody can take your software away because the license is no longer offered. I just went through that with Adobe. And you don't waste money paying for features you'll never use. And once it's built. You don't have to keep paying a subscription fee. So that's good news, and I think it's going to be good news for expert coders who are going to go into companies and say, well, yeah, I can make this, and it's a work for hire. You will own it when it's all done. In the early days of computer animation, we had to write our own software, our own renderers, ray tracers, and modelers, and so forth. And it meant that we could fix things. We could add features when we wanted them to. It had certain advantages, and it was an investment in time and money to write your own software, but there are a lot of good reasons to do that here. Over in China, they just celebrated their 6th National Space Day in Nanjing. And as part of the festivities, Chinese space officials highlighted the Chang'e 5 mission's recent return of lunar samples, some of which were on display. And they also unveiled a rendering of a new launch vehicle that looks like it's drawn much of its inspiration from SpaceX's Starship. Okay, we're going to start taking phone calls. Dan in Virginia, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
This is Dan in Washington. We got the wrong state. Wrong, right name, though.
Okay.
Am I on? Okay.
You're on the air.
Yesterday I called in about, you know, the founders, and a good call from Tom. I like Mel Gibson, great director. You know, there's Hollywood, and then there's real life. But you were saying at least we don't, you know, we don't have the queen on the money. And have you ever seen the, you know, he talks about Zog a lot. Have you ever seen the map of Zog on the dollar bill?
Not sure that I have. I mean, I've seen the, you know, the all-seeing eye in the pyramid. Not sure about Zog, though.
Well, okay, you got the one seeing eye in the pyramid. And, over on the right side, you got the eagle, which is a fascist symbol. And then above the eagle, you have the stars arranged clearly as the Star of David. So if you look at those stars,
yeah, I've seen that. That actually was a common motif in the early history of the United States, and it goes back to the fact that when Congress was first built, the desks were all donated by a Jewish businessman who put the 13 stars representing the 13 original states into that Star of David, and everybody said that's fine, and that's where that came from.
Yeah, I think it has more symbolic meaning, but that's a decent story. You know, I think it has more to do with, but you're right, though. I mean, from the founding of America, we were kind of placed under a Zog system. You know, Hamilton set up a central bank, so a lot of the, you know, Hollywood movies about King George and all this stuff, you know, the founders kind of quickly set up their own thing. But I just, when I saw the Star of David above the fascist eagle, to me, it clearly symbolizes, you know, the Jewish control of the money.
And well, you know, that's the thing with symbols. You know, people, different people can look at the same symbol and come away with different ideas.
Well, okay. And then under that, you got the eagle, which is fascism. That's the U.S. government under Federal Reserve control.
Certainly is now.
And then, and then you got the Goya Mason slash Zio Christian slash, you know, just sellouts, and that's the pyramid of the eye. So you got the Zog. To me, it's Zog mapped out right there, so I'd rather have a king on my bill instead of
I don't
Zog.
Know. I'd rather have my wife on the coinage, you know, but then I'm prejudiced.
Right. Well, that's all I got. I'll just leave it at that, but it's kind of interesting there on the back of the $1 bill.
Okay, and thank you very much for the phone call.
Thanks.
We're going to go to Shepherd on a homestead, and what is on your mind today?
Yes, excuse me, I got a very hoarse voice, so it's a little challenging for me to talk, but Michael, I have to ask you very quickly here. How much time would I have? Would it be either 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 8 minutes, or 13?
Well, you have as much time until I get bored and annoyed, and then
okay,
I cut
so
you
off. Okay, so if you get bored, say you have 30, which means 30 seconds left.
Okay.
Okay, so I'll begin. I'm just going to sit down here with all my birds and lay out all my stuff in front of me. I got it all here. Hey, guys, careful, come on. So I have everything in my pocket what I need to talk about. I'm highly organized with what I do. So I don't want to waste any time. So I'm laying out my compass, and I'm laying out my Black's Law 5th edition, and I'm laying out my turmeric, my motherwort, what else is there? And nettles, my bag balm, yeah, I know, sorry, and ivermectin, and I've got, okay, now I'm ready to start, okay. So at this point, we have to start preparing, and people don't realize.
Hello?
So actually,
I thought we lost you for a second.
Oh, sorry. My mic is being muffled by my coat. So
okay.
I just met Captain Kirk today. and let me explain that in more detail. I walked out my front door, and this man was driving in a vehicle, and he said, ah, there. He goes, young man, he goes, I actually know your daughter. And I said,
okay.
Oh, you do? And this will come to something and you'll understand. And he said, I'm so sorry to hear what had happened. And I said, oh, no, that's okay. Because her destiny was, she wasn't meant to be here in this time. And I said, don't feel sad for her. And
I'm guiding her right now. So you understood. So I took him to a very special place. I took him to my house.
Okay, we seem to have lost Shepherd here, and I'm sorry, we're having technical difficulties there. All right, Shepherd, we're going to 30 seconds, we're going to let you go here because I'm already bored, and so our phone lines are now open, area code 512-248-8252, getting on back to the news here. Interestingly enough, it turns out that people who buy electric vehicles, and I wanted to be one of them, it turns out that 20% of them, when they are tired of their electric vehicle, they go back to a gasoline-powered car. And the reason giving for that is the lack of infrastructure, charging points, apparently women are more likely to abandon the electric vehicle and go back to gasoline. You know, one of the big problems with electric vehicles is how you're going to charge all of those things, because there are a lot of them. And, you know, we see charging stations here and there. There were public free charging stations at shopping centers on Oahu. But, you know, it's not going to stay free forever. Eventually, you know, especially if you're charging your car in your garage at home, you pay for that electricity. And, you know, it's just another way of getting the cost of the energy And the reality is that at this particular time, most of the electricity in the grid charging the electric vehicles is still coming from coal and oil-fired power plants. And so it's not like the electric vehicles are any cleaner. They may be cleaner in their immediate vicinity, but they're definitely not cleaning up the environment because they're using electricity. And in the generation of that electricity, we are seeing more carbon compounds being put into the air. So plant some more greenery around your home to soak up that excess CO2, and that will help balance it. Okay, story. YouTube TV is supposed to bring the best parts of cable TV to streaming, but it's also bringing one of the most annoying parts, which are called carriage disputes. Roku and Google are fighting over the terms of carrying YouTube TV on Roku's streaming platform. And Roku has sent out an email blast to customers saying Google may remove your access to YouTube TV. And the industry is still young, and they're shaking it out. And I have a comment right now, because we order from Amazon, we get free access to Amazon Prime TV. And we'll go on there, and it looks like it's a lot of the same old movies that we were getting on the regular cable channels. And I understand one of the reasons we're not seeing a lot of new movies is because COVID shut down a lot of production. But a lot of the newer movies that are coming on out, they're just like the Academy Awards. They're woke, they're lecturing, they're liberal agenda sales pitches, and don't want to see that at all. All right, we're going to go back to the phones to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, good day, Michael. For that last call, was that guy saying that he met Captain Kirk? Who's Captain Kirk, a bird or something?
I have no idea, and I'm already getting emails, you know, saying that, yeah, he's a nutcase. So I don't think so.
Yeah, what was that about? He met Captain Kirk? Did he meet Spock? Did he meet... You meet what's the other ones? All the other ones in the show.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my goodness, man. Wow, weird. Anyway, Mike, here's what I want to talk about. Yeah, you mentioned the landfill here in South Florida, here in Dade County, Miami-Dade, you got Broward County. Same, they have a landfill too, but not as big as the one down here. I talked to a lady today. Yeah, she goes, she has a friend who works out there, Mike. They're throwing out some tremendous medical supplies in that landfill. They're brand new. Mask everywhere, millions of masks. It's unbelievable what they're throwing away.
Yes.
I mean, so what's really going on with this COVID Hong Kong Chinese flu? What's going on here? I mean, and, you know, listening to Tucker last night talking about the masks are actually making you sicker.
Yes.
They're causing you all kinds of lung problems. And
yes.
Kids are, they don't even wear masks, but they're making them wear masks. This is insanity. Here in South Florida, like you, I think you mentioned that, one of these schools here in South Florida, to teach stuff, you have already got the shot. The kids can't be around you. This is madness, man. They
mm-hmm.
use this whole thing as a ploy. VOG has used this as a ploy to totally wipe out the identity of this of the whole of the world. My opinion, Mike.
Okay.
They've definitely weakened our society down. They want to put, like the one gentleman from Chicago said, they want to put a chip in your head. That's coming next, so you can buy food. That's what's coming on here. And that's what they're going to, and this Bill Gates, he's demonic as George Soros is. He's
yes.
another creature, big creature at Gates and all that Doomberg and all these other schmucks. You know, the crap they perpetrate, Mike, is absolutely filth, utter filth. And, you know, and then you got this border being breached, cartels all over the place with billions of dollars. Mike, the country's we're on a teeter-totter of disaster. We're like a half a pound away from this tilting the scales to all blackout, to total annihilation. And you know, I'm just waiting for this Kim Jong-un to threaten Joe Biden. Boy, that's gonna be a spectacle, huh, Mike?
Mm-hmm.
If Kim Jong-un threatens Biden, I don't think Biden has the cojones to do anything about it. I think Kim Jong-un is gonna walk all over him, same as Putin. You're going to walk all over this bumbling imbecile. and this is what these people want, they're going to have buyer's remorse. You watch, Mike. Buyer's remorse is going to hit them like a ton of bricks. That's what
it's
I got
already
to say
happening.
About that.
It's already happening.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And Arizona's going to be a linchpin of what they find out with the filthy fraud that actually was perpetrated on this country. Utter fraud. You know, Mike, in the state of Florida here.
I'm expecting some Democrat to try and actually burn that arena down.
Well,
that's how desperate they are.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's going to be a heck of a show here in the next couple months. You know, I can't wait to see this bumbling Biden at his State of the Union speech. Oh, my goodness. You remember Pig Pelosi tearing up Donald Trump's speech, Mike, when he's giving us, and Pence was just staring around? Pence said to look at her and say, hey, you bitch, what the hell are you doing? I mean, Mike Pence right there showed me what a coward he was when he wouldn't even point his finger at her and say, hey, he should have went, no, you're not doing that. On national TV, that Pig Pelosi tore up the President of the United States' speech. That was the most filthiest thing I ever seen in politics, actually. She's like, we already got this. The fix is all already in because of COVID virus. The COVID, we're making sure you Republicans don't win. We are going to make, you're going to punish you with the COVID. This whole thing was a scam from that day that Pig Pelosi tore up that speech on Donald Trump's State of the Union address, Mike. That's when I knew the whole thing was going to be a fix. I was saying to myself, and Trump should have confronted Pig Pelosi. Hey,
yes,
say, who the hell are you? He should have. He should have confronted her right then and there and say, don't you dare tear up my speech. That's government property. That's the people's property. She had no right to do that, Mike.
No, she didn't.
No. And nobody said a damn word in the communist, Bolshevik, Marxist media allowed it to play out like she was being a tough lady. She's a dirty, nasty. You know what I think. You know what I think of her, Mike. Come
yes.
On. Then she lives in an $18 million mansion, and that Mad Maxine Waters lives in a multi-million dollar house, and the rest of the people in L.A. can't even pay their bills. Homelessness everywhere.
Yep.
It's utter insanity. And one more thing for that great caller in California. I wonder if he signed a petition for Newsom to be booted. I hope he calls in and tells us that he was on that petition over there to get rid of that leftist commie over there. Maybe he's going to vote for Bruce Jenner. I wonder if he's going to vote for Bruce Jenner.
Yes.
Before he leaves the state of California. Maybe he'll vote for Bruce. Mr. 1976 athlete of the, what was the athlete of the year? Decathlon or something?
Something like that,
He hated his male hormone so much he turned woman. Unbelievable. I don't know. It's kind of strange. But, I don't know. It's all subliminals. That's what I can say, Mike. It's like when you were kids going to the movie theater at halftime. Intermission, they flash on the screen, get your Coca-Cola and your popcorn, your hot dog. Run down that concession stand and spend your money. That's what they're doing right now. It's exactly what they're doing, this COVID-19 nonsense. The Wuhan Hong Kong flu. So that's what I got to say. And here in South Florida, Mike, it is crazy. They throw away all this medical supplies. We have Medicaid fraud all over the place this year. Every day there's some of these clinicas getting arrested. People getting arrested for fraud and graft of all the money they can steal.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable, man. I can't even imagine what's going on in California. Maybe the guy in California will tell us about all the illegals getting health care. When they get better health care than me and you'll ever get, trust me. They'll get way better health care than we'll get, Mike.
Yeah.
They actually probably get as good as health care or better than the veterans in the VA hospital. So that's another
Yeah, that's a real scandal. They've never really cleaned up the mess over at the VA. I got an email from somebody the other day saying it's still a mess over there.
Right on. Well, it's gotten a little better from what I hear, but it's still the drug situation, you know, it's terrible. It really is. So, I mean, it's better than I guess it was a little bit under Trump. But anyway, Mike, that's all I basically got to say today. I hope some of the other callers like Miles or Marco or Tony or, you know, Kevin, some of these guys, other guys need to call in. I hope they do. And, yes, some great calls, Alan.
Well, it looks
Jim,
like we're getting some more people calling on in right now, but we're going to have to take a break for commercials. So thank you for the call, Tom. We'll be back with more phone calls after these few words.
so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And... oh, pardon me. Welcome back to our show. And again, a friendly reminder, Republic Broadcasting Network needs your continuing support to go on doing what we're doing, which is in keeping the American people fully informed so they can make good choices. The postal address where you can send a check, money order, or if you prefer, anonymity cash is Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. The phone number where you can make a credit or debit card donation is 800-724-2719, extension 3. Now, if you mail in a donation for $100, you will get your choice of an RBN coffee mug or an official RBN t-shirt and the bragging rights appertaining thereto. And if you send in $115, you will get both. So include your t-shirt size and a return address. Now, we're almost out of the t-shirts, so if you want one of those, the time to act is now. And don't forget the Frontside Firearms deal, which is really a sweet deal for Second Amendment enthusiasts. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. Don in Arizona. Hello, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hello. The deal with masks, I didn't understand that white people, uh, why people actually are not that good at math. The good ones are the Orientals. So, I mean, what is this deal?
And the Indians. The people of India, I mean, some of the greatest number theorists have come out of India.
This idea that, that's why this idea of white supremacists doesn't exist, really, because there are white people that want to stick up for the white race and not get the dirty end of the stick constantly day in and day out. But those people, like Red Ice and I forget the other, Jared, those people like that, they will say, well, actually, the Asians have the highest IQs, and if you want to consider Jews a separate race, they're a little bit higher than.
They're very sharp.
Right. But anyway, some of the movies, some of my favorite movies could not be made, I know, today. With the way Hollywood is now, they will not have anything. To treat the topic of race, you have to be funny and you have to be kind of controversial. There was one movie, it was a cop movie, I don't know, I forget when it was made, maybe in the 80s, Q&A. Nick Nolte was in it, and
Eddie Murphy.
But not that one. This was about the New York City Police Department.
And, okay.
But these guys were always telling each other, you know, like the Puerto Ricans. They say, "You're just a nigger with short hair." I mean, I'm just quoting that. I'm not using the word.
Yeah.
Even quoting it now.
You're going to get in trouble for that.
Right, they can't. But and you know, they were all these people, and they were taught the Jews and all the different ethnic groups in New York, and they were kidding each other about it, you know. And that's how you get along with each other, by kidding each other and so forth. Another good one was Amos and Andrew. That movie was a comedy. It was all about the whole race thing and the typical Al Sharpton character that tried to make a big. Scene in order to get publicity and all that, but this idea of I don't, kneeling and so yeah, of course the people are going to get mad in New York. You know,
yes.
They don't know anything to any black people, so I don't know what the end is going to be, but I don't understand why. I mean, we did elect a guy president twice who's black, who's half white, I guess, Obama.
Yes.
I mean, this idea of, what do they call it, systemic racism? No, there ain't no way.
Well, the fact of the matter is that racism is a fact of life, and it's not just from the white people. I remember when I was married to my first wife, and, you know, I was shocked by how racist her family was to other types of Jews. And so I think this goes back to the fact of, you know, tribal loyalty from our primordial days, coupled, you know, with xenophobia, which unfortunately is part of our psychological makeup. I think before we're going to deal with racism, we need to basically understand it's part of our makeup. And then we can just simply say, I'm not going to be racist today. As opposed to trying to say, well, you know, everybody's bad because they got a white skin, because racism in reverse is still racism, and it's not going to cure the problem. If anything, it is going to build even more resentment and hate.
Right. Well, that's kind of what you got now with all this the white cops, the black people think that, well, I can do anything I want to because I'm black. I can. I mean, they're going to do whatever they can get away with.
Yes.
I mean, somebody has to crack down on them if sooner or later. And yeah, if you're running away from if you have a warrant out for your arrest and you're getting away from the cops, then something bad's going to happen to you.
You know, or if you're standing there with a knife in your hand attacking another person, which is the other one. Anyway, Don, got to let you go. Got to take another break for commercials. We've got more callers waiting on the line. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Kosher-tify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say. It chills right to the core, this talk of holy war.
Welcome back to our show here, and we do have a few phone lines open right now. Area code 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Kevin in West Virginia. Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Hello, Mr. Mike. I'm wondering, do you remember a few years ago, and it may be all the way back to Katrina, when FEMA got caught up in a debacle with cleaning their trailers, their housing trailers, with formaldehyde, and also their airways, how to get the airflow through their trailers were compromised, we could say the least. Well, the reason why I bring that up and with FEMA is, how do we know with the southern border crisis that we don't know where these people are going? We don't even know who they are. How do we know the government isn't partaking, and I hate to say this, but human sacrifice with these illegals? We have no idea what's going on with them.
Well, you know, in a very real way, the government is partaking in human sacrifice with all the people dying from this unapproved experimental gene therapy they're inflicting on us.
Agreed. I totally agree. I mean, this is Joseph Mengele type experimentation that's going
yes.
on, which violates the Geneva Convention and also violates the Nuremberg Code. And where are the lawyers? Where are people standing up against this? But I wanted to ask the question and look on that at a different angle than most
yes.
people are looking at it, because I haven't heard anybody talking about that angle. The second thing, that I wanted to talk to you about. A little while ago, you brought up the cartels, and when you bring up the cartels, you also have to bring up the war on drugs and everything like that. I have a solution. My solution is unpopular, but my solution would also hurt the pockets of the cartels.
Okay.
And as well as it would also limit police interaction with civilians. And I say decriminalize all drugs.
A lot of people are saying that's the way to go.
Well,
you know, during the prohibition of alcohol, you know, we saw crime take off. You know, the gangsters and the money power of the contraband alcohol was so powerful it literally reshaped our government to its own purposes. And the only way they got away from that was to finally repeal prohibition. And a lot of people are saying we need to do that now. We have a lot of states that have now legalized marijuana for recreational use. I think Oregon has decriminalized a lot of drugs now. And yes, there are people who are going to get into problems with the overuse and abuse. But I think it's going to be a lot easier to treat them and get them through detox than this constant police state. Anti-drug program that we're running.
I totally agree with you. And the other thing that I was looking at that point of view too, if somebody were to overdose and die, I hate to be a heartless person, but oh well, they were going to overdose and die anyway. Also, you can make the argument for population control. Hey, legalize everything, and if people are stupid enough to do it, then hey, you can't fix stupid. Let them die. I hate to be heartless and say that, but I do think it would get the freeway moving a little bit faster than what it is in today's world. I mean, like I said, I hate to be heartless, but let's be realistic. See what I'm saying?
Well, you know, again, a lot of people are saying that the time has come to decriminalize these drugs because the war on drugs isn't working. It's leading to a lot of corruption. I mean, several years ago, they actually put the president of Colombia on trial for drug corruption. They failed to convict him, but at least they made the effort.
Yes, 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 yes. And the other thing that I wanted to hit on with you as well is I'm curious about viral shedding with this COVID-19 vaccine. I'm hearing a lot of people who are even being around somebody that's been gotten vaccinated has gotten
yes.
sick. With COVID, with this messenger RNA, is it in viral shedding? Are there DNA particles floating around the air? And is
there
going
to
create,
RNA particles? Spike proteins and prions. Unfortunately, if you remember that story we talked about earlier in the program about how these mRNA gene therapies are creating all kinds of terrible things in your body, and yes, they will. You'll exhale them; they'll seep through your skin. And we had that article about this school, which is enforcing distance between teachers who've been vaccinated and the rest of the student body.
I agree, and I want to ask a hard question.
Sure.
What is COVID? What is COVID? What really is COVID? I mean, I'm hearing it's never been sequenced, and then I hear out of Dr. Boyle, the guy that that wrote the biological weapons laws and treaties and everything, how this is a cold virus or a cold virus with five different proteins hooked onto it with HIV. Well, how does he know? And then how does the CDC? This has never been sequenced. Which I'm see how it's confusing me.
Well, what we're getting from CDC and the World Health Organization is they have never succeeded in isolating the specific virus, and all of the tests and therapies are based on it being similar to other viruses we have encountered in the past, which is a very sloppy way to handle things, in my opinion.
So it's fair to say we really have no idea what COVID really is?
We I'm sure somebody somewhere on the planet knows what it is, if in fact it was an artificial creation. One theory is it's just the ordinary seasonal flu that's been renamed to support this campaign of fear and control.
Yeah, and it also said because of, and I don't know if I believe this, I don't buy it, but they're saying that the seasonal flu has all been eradicated because we're wearing masks. Hey, I've said this to you before. You might as well put a chain link fence around your house to protect yourself from mosquitoes. It ain't going to work.
No, they're completely ineffective. We have that Stanford study that just came on out saying that the masks were totally ineffective and, in fact, could actually cause you physical harm from the constant wearing.
What about the psychological effects on children? Does anybody not taking in this to account as well?
Yeah, they're looking at the psychological effects, especially on children.
Okay. I was just wondering. It just seems like... Man, it seems like these people either A, mismanage this totally because it's a control thing, or these people are completely inept. And I hate to say it, I don't believe they're inept. I don't believe that these people are
stupid. Actually, I do. I think they're all perfect examples of the Peter Principle. They have been promoted to their level of incompetence.
You might be right. But thank you. That's all I have for you, Mr. Mike. I hope you have a great day, and please give Miss Claire the best.
I certainly will, and we're going to switch over to Charles in St. Petersburg, Florida. Hello, Charles. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? The last caller you had just stole my point. I was going to talk about shedding. You know, Dr. Tenpenny talks about that. You know, the whole system of antibodies is just destroyed, so you have a ADE or a priming, pathological priming. Yeah, and cyan, and appearance of things are mad cow disease has prions.
Yeah, mad cow disease is caused by a prion.
Yeah, appearance of prions and people that are vaccinated. Remember what Dr. Curry Mullis, the creator of the PCR, said about it. I don't know if you've seen his interviews of him. He's dead, of course. He died in 2019. But he says about Fauci, he says he's just an administrator. He doesn't know anything. He said, I'd tell him right to his face. You know, that's almost a word-for-word rendition of what he said in the interview.
Yeah, and he also said the PCR test was never intended as a diagnostic tool. It's just not designed to do that.
Right. He said he didn't, one interview, he said he didn't trust doctors. He never went to them and he had, you know, he thought the whole AIDS thing and HIV was just a big scam. You know, he and also the other fellow that was involved, I can't think of his name, he was involved in against AIDS.
I'm blanking on the name.
But our friend
Gallo,
Fauci was
Gallo,
involved
I think his
in
name
that.
Was.
AIDS. Yeah, there's another one is a friend of Dr. Kerry Mullis, who was a more of a chemist. He said Fauci's not a scientist, he's an administrator. He knows nothing about science, about electron microscopes or anything. But he said in another interview, he said it's on the BitChute, said he says I don't trust people in white jackets anyway. I don't go to doctors.
People in white jackets cause cancer.
Yeah, right, among other things. Yeah, it's I'm worried about, as Dr. Tenpenny says, the shedding.
Yes.
It's a possibility.
It's a big problem.
Big problem, yeah. Yeah, it may turn around on them instead of like in Israel and the United States and other countries people that refuse the vaccine are treated as pariahs, and it's a kind of
they are very much so. You know, and it may turn out in the long run that they were the smart ones.
that's especially true in Israel. The Orthodox, many of the Orthodox are just refusing. They're religious, very religious people refusing to do, and they're right. They're refusing to take the vaccine when they're being treated treated by pariahs, you know, and it's one example of when what was in South Africa, you had the apartheid, you know, medical apartheid. Mm-hmm. That's a word I can't try to think of. Yeah, I didn't.
All right, well, Charles, we're getting short on time, and I got a bunch of calls waiting on the line, so I'm going to thank you for the information. Going to let you go, and we're going to switch to Richard in Ottawa. Richard, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Yes, hi, Bill. Sorry, Mike. Bill. The reason I mentioned Bill, because I was asking, the last time I talked to you was before Trudeau became Prime Minister of Canada.
Okay.
You're looking good, buddy. I was asking if you ever heard of Bill Ryan.
No.
Okay, he's he was with Project Camelot. He made a research, and he had an Illuminati who was dying. He had 2 years to live in 2005, and he interviewed him, and he gave all the plan of depopulation. And if you look, it says China will catch a cold, a flu, and they laughed. Mm-hmm. It was in England. They planned this. And it's they control the banks of all the world, and they want to depopulate the world. That's why they're blocking all the in Canada and Ottawa. You should see how crazy it is here. But I'm laughing, you know. It's a joke. You gotta believe in peace, love, and sound mind. You're powerful, you know. But if you look at the documentary on YouTube, it's on YouTube. It's called The Anglo-Saxon Mission with Bill Ryan. You'll see that it's there exactly what they plan on doing.
Okay, well, thank you for the information, and we're going to switch over to Steve in West Virginia. Hello, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I got a couple things around the same subject, and I'm not sure if all your listeners will remember this, but I know you will. You remember when, about 10 years ago, all these microbiologists were getting killed?
Yes,
in weird ways?
I remember that.
Okay. Now, what happens if they found out about what these guys planned things way in ahead, and they found out about it, and they were going to blow the whistle, or they weren't along with it? And I want to tie that into, I know I called you about 6 months ago and talked to you about this map where it shows the United States population going in 2025 going way down, like cut in half.
Yes.
You know, I got that off Jeff Rinch's site. I mean, I think what your last caller said and what other callers on here, it's they want to depopulate the planet.
Yes.
That's what it is. It's clearly that. And the other thing I'd like to say is Naomi Wolf at dailycloud.io is got legislation drawn up for legislation against vaccine passports, any kind of vaccine discrimination. And they will, if you email their site, tell them where you're from, they will send you like a copy of it, and you can send it, or they will even send it to your representative. And I think everybody should be doing this. I mean, don't be lazy. We want, you know, you don't want to be discriminated against, or fired from your job, or you can't travel any place because of these creeps. So I'd like to see everybody go to dailycloud.io and look at Naomi Wolf's website. She's been really outspoken. In fact, she is suspended from Twitter right now for
yes.
saying something against Fauci. So and that's kind of what I got to say. I got one other thing, though, Mike. This is totally
real quick.
Different.
We're almost at the commercial break.
Okay, Mike. What do you know about organism 46B?
Never heard of it.
Look it up. Look it up. Organism. It's from. It has to deal with Russia. Organism 46B. And maybe I'll call you back sometime during the week.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. And
all right.
We're coming up on a commercial break. We got another caller waiting on the line, but I think I'm going to do a little bit of news rather than start the phone call and have to break it up. We're in another meteor shower right now from late April to early May. It's the Eta Aquarii meteor shower lighting up the night sky. This is when the Earth passes through the debris trail from Halley's Comet. And that actually happens twice a year. And this is the springtime. And then in the fall, it happens again, creating the Orionid meteor shower. So if you look toward the constellation Aquarius, that's where the meteor shower gets its name. Okay, we're going to take a break for commercials. We've got a caller waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today, and we're going to go to Jack in Massachusetts. Jack, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Good to talk with you. It comes from when I was listening to you a couple of weeks ago. and it deals with computer, how I would suggest you deal with some of your computer issues or problems that you may ever have.
Yes.
And it's a product. You go on Amazon, and if you look up StarTech, StarTech,
mm-hmm.
Two drive SATA mobile rack backplane. Now, once I discovered this, which is probably a year or two ago, I don't build a computer without it today.
Okay.
It's the build quality of the device. It's 50 some odd bucks, but it's so worth it. It just enables freedom and flexibility on your computer systems that it's just really unmatched. And I don't know why more people aren't aware of it. But anyway, I want to make you aware of it. And
well,
it enables
you.
You to.
I mean, you know, I haven't actually built a computer since I built this desktop unit back on Oahu.
Okay. Well, look at this device. It just changed my computer building. I build a lot of computers for myself and others, and mm-hmm. I just insist it be part of the design. It puts your SATA drive into the front of your computer. So if you want to, you know, if I want to pop in a Windows 3.1 drive and boot my computer up to 3.1, I have 3.1. If I want Windows 10, I shut it down.
Yeah.
I open up the drawer, pop in another SSD, and I got Windows 10.
The problem with that is the software companies are expiring licenses, even perpetual licenses, for unsupported operating systems. I mean, I love Windows 7. This is a Windows 7 machine. I'm working with a Windows 10 machine, and, I'm having to use brand new software for it because all the old stuff won't install. It just says, you know, we disconnected the validation server and so forth. Anyway, listen, Jack, we're going to let you go and try and squeeze one more call in. Bob in North Carolina, what's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. The story you read about the respirators that are in the landfill, I don't know if you watched the rest of the video there, but they were not at the medical standards, so they had to be either shipped back or pitched. So they couldn't be used.
No, I had actually missed that, but it's still a huge, huge waste of, money and material, you know, and it's...
I agree with you, sir. It is a waste, but when you say you want to fill in for Rush Limbaugh, you would be excellent at it because he lied by omission also all the time.
All right, Jack, thank you very much for the phone call. We're at the end of the show now. Ralph Winterode will be on John Stedmiller's show coming right up, talking about getting out of the administrative state and reclaiming real citizenship and property. Please spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Spread the word of Republic Broadcasting. Please donate. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.